no, mandolin, two guitars, and a bass.
Mandolin, two guitars, and a bass. We'll listen to a level check on his mandolin.
We're gonna probably get a guitar check too.
Thank you. A good evening, and thank you all for sitting out here in the less than ideal weather conditions for Florida in November. It's good to be back home here. I lived for many, many years in a little fishing village up south here on the Gulf Coast called Crystal River. And it's good to be back in Florida again. I don't get here often enough anymore. I'm going to do very little talking this evening for obvious reasons, and we're going to try to get as much music as we can for you. We're going to feature Wyatt on an instrumental here that used to be played by my mentor from my childhood days of California. Used to be played a lot by a man named Clarence White. We're going to feature Wyatt on this. It's called I Am a Pilgrim. Thank you.
it's across the ocean.
This is about too cold to play. We're gonna play an instrument here that goes back to my childhood roots. And this is one of the first tunes that I learned to play on a guitar. And this is back in the days when there wasn't a such thing as lead bluegrass guitar. And but anyway, this is an old Carter Family tune that I love very much, very dear to me. It's called The Storms Are on the Ocean.
Thank you.
here's a verse of the Wayfaring Stranger. Thank you. Thank you. I want to do this in memory of a good man and a good friend and a good musician. And I can't say enough about this gentleman. I want to do this for Jerry Garcia. This is it's called The Shady Grove. Thank you. last thing on my mind. For a friend, and if folks are very good folks, saying it goes all the way back to the 50s, Mr. Tom Paxton. I'll do this for Tom. It's one of his more famous tunes. It's called The Last Thing on My Mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
country.
Big country. All right, that's a good number. Yeah.
Do one more instrumental and get out of here. It's amazing we've kept instruments reasonably in tune for this. Or have we?
I don't know.
My hearing is frozen. We sure appreciate y'all listening this evening, and we hope that as long as the Florida Folk Festival, which has been I'm sure has been in existence for many decades now, but this is probably time number three or four for me to play it. But I hope if it's an ongoing event, we can be back and play it again. Thank you.
Let's hear it for the Tony Rice unit. Give them a round of applause, folks. What great. Could you imagine you could have such hot music on such a cold night? Isn't that great? Guys, I just got the word that they love the audience response, and it's the fingers are just too cold right now. So I say amen to that. It is. If you've ever stood out in a cow pasture playing bluegrass music at 33 degrees, you know what it's like, and you can only do this for so long. So I want to thank everybody, including, of course, the Tony Rice unit, for such a wonderful performance, but especially I want to thank you. I mean, you got to think about it. You are the heart of the Florida Folk Festival because you're here, and it could be hot, it could be smoky, it can be